feeling, brother? How you been?
I'm good, man. I'm good. My bad for being late, man. I'm out here trying to program the station and do a show at the same damn time.
How do we get it, man? Let's get it.
What's up? Chrissy there, too?
Nah, she left. You took too long.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chrissy, we've never met, but thank you. Thank you for joining Jim on the show today. Appreciate that. Welcome to the Ad Work Network.
Thank you.
All right, no doubt. We love the show, man. Let you know, I don't know if you look at the numbers, but since he is like the reality TV capital of the world, we stick to that TV when y'all on, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Cincinnati. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks for the love.
No doubt. So what's it like with the boy in the house now?
It's cool. You know, it's a good feeling, man. It's a great burst of energy. He's smart. You know, he's a boy. You know what boys entail. They're very adventurous, and he's definitely.
Which means there's never a dull moment.
Yeah. You know, it tickled me in that first, was it the first episode or the second episode when Jim would not get up out of the bed?
Yeah, tell me about it. Didn't tickle me.
It'd be early.
I hear you, bro. I feel you on that. And let me just tell you, I can empathize with that. Although my son is 20, he is coming to stay with me for the first time, and I'm scared to death, man.
As you should be.
Oh, that's a whole respect. My son is only 10. You're going to have a great time.
Oh, no. When my son was 10, he was cool. Okay. He's losing his mind now, but it's a whole nother Oprah.
It's a whole nother Oprah. I like that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to use that.
You have my permission, Chrissy. It's yours. I probably stole it from somebody. I was talking to my sister last night. She's never seen the show. Explain the show to someone who has never watched it.
It's just a real funny, family-oriented show, man. I tell people it's like a Rich Ass Good Times or Very Ghetto Huxtables, man. You know, we just having fun, man. It just feels good to be able to do a show that doesn't revolve around drama. It revolves around my family, and family's always the most important thing in life. The people should get a kick out of it when they watch.
Definitely, definitely. How's your mom's?
She's doing good. She hasn't changed. She's good and crazy.
Right. I was watching the first episode, and when the boy was sweating her, trying to take her on a date or whatever, I said, okay, well, second episode, Jim shoots this dude. I know. How do you deal with that, man? Your mom's getting all this attention from younger guys and whatnot. I used to hate as a kid. My mom was single. And people say something to mama. I was in a fight every day because my mom was cute.
Yeah, I definitely got into a few fights and beat up a few people in my life over my mother. So, you know, at this point, we're both grown, so I really can't get into that anymore. But, you know, sometimes I still get emotionally involved.
I understand that. Does your mom understand that sometimes that bothers you?
Yeah, no, she definitely knows. She definitely knows that the few things that are taking from 0 to 60 in 1 second.
I was going to say, the only reason why I'm saying it, I can't, what's the guy's name? Y'all tell me. The I guess he used to work with her. And
Freddie?
Yeah, that cat.
Freddie.
It was like he was sweating her, and she was like, look, get out of my face. That's what I was like, okay, you better run, dude.
Yeah, you know, Freddie don't mean no harm, man.
Yeah, I think Freddie and her have a good friendship. That's how I see it, you know.
Okay.
I think it's sometimes these things, when they get edited up, they're edited for the biggest thing out they buck.
So, I think it might have been all in good fun. Right?
I get it. And, you know, that's good to know, because we don't know the original shoot and how it really went, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, it's all fun, man. Freddie's an idiot. That's who he is. He's a jackass, so, you know.
Yeah, he don't mind getting thrown under the bus.
Yeah, literally. So, you know.
Chrissy, how is your new manager working out for you?
Deb is somebody that wants to see me win. You know, I got a lot of love and respect for Deb.
Deb demands respect. I've never met her, and I like her a lot. I wish she took on radio personalities. I might be in New York or L.A.
Hey, you might be.
You never know.
You know. All right, that's your warning. That's them warning me to get off the phone because I took too long. So.
I told you.
Hey, guys, thank you for taking time. I really appreciate it. We love you in Cincinnati, and talk to you soon, all right?
All right, man.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. Y'all be cool. Back to our regular scheduled programming. Caller number 101. We're going to send you to see India Ari, 749-101.1. Good luck.